anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you find yourself blessed today. In our last episode, we went over the plan that is being promoted worldwide to bring in a new world order. Today, we are going to review the 13 doctrines of New Age and see if we can recognize any of this happening in our world right now. The 13 doctrines of the New Age. Number 1. The children of the future will serve a one-world planetary government and live in a one-world culture. We do see number 1 taking place, and I have it in the link below in case you've missed it. The Pope speaks on his vision of global alliance. The Pope, the head of the Catholic Church, is setting up for the one-world religion. Number 2. Patriotism to one's country must be abolished and all national barriers destroyed in order to build a new one world order. Well, we see that right now in America. The burning of flags are tearing down anything that is considered history or patriotic. So we see that. We see number 2 happening right now. Number 3. Children will accept the Eastern mystical religion is to be married to the Christianity of the West to forge a new unified social and religious order of universal truths. Now that's been going on for a while, and according to a survey of more than 4,000 American adults by the Pew Research Center Forum on Religion and Public Life, large numbers of Americans engage to multiple religious practices, regularly attending worship services at more than one faith or denomination, and preferring to build their own religion by blending elements from diverse traditions. And I have 2 articles that discuss this, and you can find that in the links below. Number 4. Teenagers and youth will rebel and revolt against their parents and against authority to help usher in the New Age world order. And of course, I don't need to be the one to tell you that's what's going on right now. They're going against the parents. They're going against any type of authority. They're calling it peaceful protest. When you are burning monuments, homes, businesses, anything that you dislike, the flag, anything that has to do with the government, authority, they want to defund the police, all of that, that's exactly what is going on with number 4. We see that right now, today, in America. Youth and all of humanity must accept that the time will inevitably come when people who refuse to become part of the New Age will have to be killed. They are to be considered as lowly germs, an infection or blot on humanity that must be stamped out and eradicated. Now, I've been working on these topics for a while, and number 5 has already come to fruition. It's just more on the down low right now. There's things out there that you see that you don't realize that it's really a part of this agenda. But we do know that you will see it in a major way at the time of the Mark of the Beast. But make no mistake, it's already happening. Number five is already happening right now, right under your nose. You just don't recognize it yet. Number six, the traditional family unit is not desirable for the Aquarian or New Age. Children belong to the government, to the world, and the community, the human group, not to their parents. A new kind of family unit must inevitably come into existence. Now, we already see this creeping in. Just think about school. Number one, textbooks. There's a lot of schools today that do not allow the children to bring textbooks home for the very reason they don't want the parents to know exactly what the children are being taught, because then a parent will want to reprogram their child. We also see it in the medical community where they push you to vaccinate your children. And in order for your kids to go to school, they must be vaccinated. And while some schools do have waivers, you probably don't even know that because they don't offer that. You actually have to know the law and know to ask for that. And now some schools are even denying it, saying, no, we're not even allowing waivers in order for your child to come to school. They must be vaccinated. And so you either have to vaccinate them or homeschool them, or maybe find a private school that will allow them to go with a waiver. So they're already trying to sneak control of our children from us. Just pay attention to that and watch what's going on and ask for the textbooks. Read your children's homework and try to figure out what are they being taught and why are their school books not coming home. Number seven, young people must be taught to believe in reincarnation and karma, the law of rebirth, rather than the resurrection and judgment teaching of the Bible. This belief must guide behavior, especially the sexual conduct. We know number seven has arrived. First of all, California and New York are really big with bringing drag queens into kindergartners for story time, and they're teaching them about gender identification. As well as if you go to a lot of your children's programming, whether it's on a cable station or PBS, they're also bringing gender identification and other stuff into that, teaching children as young as 2, 3, and 4. Now, personally, I don't care what you do. Children at this age, you do not need to confuse them. That should be something they should make on their own decision when they're much older. And as far as God in schools, we know they've taken that out. Jesus, you can't discuss the Bible. There's no more Christian celebrations. But you can go in there and teach New Age religions, Islam, whatever you want, as long as it's not Christianity. And they're doing it all in the name of tolerance. But it's not tolerance if you're not allowing Christianity to remain in there. So we can safely say that number seven has already arrived. Number eight, absurd and immature notions of sin and guilt must not be imparted to children by parents, teachers, pastors, and other adults. A more permissive and worldly attitude must be adopted. For the most part, we've already discussed this. We can recognize it in the children's programming, the schools. But I do want to add one thing. When they talk about the pastors, there's a lot of Christian pastors, a lot of Christian churches out there. They're only discussing the feel-good part of the Bible, all the good, happy things. They're not discussing sin or hellfire. They're not preparing people for heaven or the rapture. And if you're going to church, my guess is you're trying to be saved. And you need to know where we are in history. How far are we from the end of times? And if your church isn't preparing you for that, it might be time to find a new church. Number nine, children are to be taught that all religions, Christianity, witchcraft, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, paganism, etc., are equally worthwhile, and that it doesn't matter in which god one believes. As we've discussed this before, we already see this part of the agenda being played out, but I want to remind you that this is why our forefathers left England. They wanted to break away from the Church of England. And from day one when America was founded, they already had different religions here. So please remember that and fight for your right to believe in what you want to believe. Do not bow down to any one world religion. Number 10. The new generation of youth must recognize that Jesus did not come to save or convert anyone, because no one is lost. Number 11. Christian doctrines, such as that of heaven, hell, and judgment, must be discarded, and the theology of the Old Testament must be repudiated. Number 12. A New Age world religion must be established without Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Christian church is dead and must be replaced. And number 13. The coming New Age world religion will emphasize the unity of all religions while rejecting Jesus Christ's profound biblical statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So now you see how important it is that they get Christianity out of the way in order to get their new world order. They plot to decompose and destroy the family unit, subvert Bible doctrine, and promote a one-world New Age religion and government. The roots of New Age occultism can be traced all the way back to ancient Babylon. The unholy trinity has three divinities, Father, Mother, Son. We see these in the events, the roots of several cardinal New Age doctrines, evolution, human, divinity, spirit worship, reincarnation, and sexual license. Many other doctrines, rituals, practices, and symbols have been revived from the past by the New Age movement. There is a gigantic conspiracy underway. Billions will join the Jesus-hating forces of the New Age beast. Regrettably, most Christian leaders do not even understand the most basic rudiments of what the New Age is all about. The word occult simply means hidden or concealed, kept from view. Here's a partial list of ancient satanic teachings, practices, and symbols that are now in vogue and being pushed on the children and teens. Heavy metal, music, unisex dress, sadism, sorcery, incest, immorality, hypnotism, New Age mood music, palmistry, rebellion, astral travel, mystery teachings, ESP, God as mother, such as Mother Earth, astrology, nature worship, rhythmic breathing, visualization, psychedelic drugs, sodomy, feminism, necromancy, dragons, pyramids, chanting, yoga, demonic music, fortune telling, levitation, self-love, fire walking, body tattoos, numerology, pedophilia, mental imagery, the unicorn, Pegasus, and other magical beasts, communication with the dead, mediation other than God's word, and satanic symbols, the pentagram, triangle, circle, and so forth. To some people, many of these seem harmless, but look deeper. Look deeper into these, and you will find out that there is more than meets the eye. In our next few episodes, we will review some forbidden practices and break down a few of the things we have mentioned today. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Dorice is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.